this moment. All the hits, all the laughs. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
The only way to wake up.
Coast FM.
Now, I don't know if you saw this story or not, Nikki, but footage of a tradie asleep at the barber's has gone viral. Given the good folk at Barber Industries in Newcastle let him snooze for about 3 hours while they carried on working around him. It didn't take long into the cut. He was just like,
God. He needed a good snooze.
Clearly he did. Apparently it was pretty much straight away. So Jess, that's his scissor sister, if you like. That's his, you know, his knife artist or however you want to call it. She carried on with the cut while he slept, which is nice of her. And then, you know, and then left him to get a good snooze.
And he woke up with a mohawk.
He did. Well, you know, I'm just thinking it was lucky it was there because, you know, if he'd fallen asleep, like at his mate's place, could have woken up minus eyebrows.
Fair, he could have woken up with a very unfortunate haircut if he hadn't explained before he fell asleep.
Well, there's that too.
What does he want? Who knows?
All right.
Shave it off.
Nice then. He could have woken up covered with all sorts of pictures over his face in art line, thinking of all the things that people do when people fall asleep, you know, over at mates' places with his hand dipped in a bowl of warm water. Does that work?
Look, I haven't tried it. Apparently.
That can be our next experiment. All good so far. Everything's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's an improvement on the fire front.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not...
I was going to say, is that what you mean?
Well, that's definitely
one thing.
What do
you mean personally?
I mean, look, I just think spiritually I'm in a good place, you know? No, I mean, on the fire front, definitely. I mean, look, things aren't necessarily controlled, but it is contained.
Yes.
So it's been downgraded. The Murray were in a fire to watch and act. That happened sort of in the evening yesterday, so that's great. I mean, obviously, it's still pretty busy work for all the volleys and all the firefighters out there that have
absolutely
been. And it's since Saturday afternoon. I mean, this is the thing you don't think about when it comes to bushfires like this. Like, they don't, you know, you go, oh, okay, cool, they're, you know, starting to get things under control days later. And then there's all the follow up work that goes with it. So
absolutely. And there's sea breeze for the rest of the week now. So hopefully that is helping them. Obviously, yesterday I think it kind of turned. So hopefully that's going to be in their favour.
It is, by the way, still too early to return to the fire zone as they still continue to work on things, but at least it's moving in the right direction for now. You're not a cruiser, are you? Have you done many cruises, like ships? You know?
No, never done a cruise.
Never? I don't know, and I'm not sure that this would necessarily, you know, tip me over the edge, but you can, well, not literally.
Pardon?
You know what I'm saying? You can now book yourself a Wiggly cruise. Royal Caribbean has partnered with the Wiggles.
The Wiggles, okay.
To offer Wiggles sailing. Now, I know, obviously.
I mean, they do Disney cruises.
They do.
But Wiggles is a very small thing compared to Disney. You know what I mean?
I suppose. Mind you, there was a time.
A whole cruise of Hot Potato.
Well, no, I don't think everyone has to sing Hot Potato constantly for the entire 6 months that you're aboard.
There would be a lot of Hot Potato involved, though.
Look, you'd think so. You would think so. I don't think it's only Wiggly.
Skibbies.
But the Wiggles are definitely involved. And, of course, the announcement was made by who else but Captain Feathersword.
Fabulous.
Makes sense.
Fabulous.
But, yeah, so there is definitely a Wiggles theme they have partnered with. So there will be Wiggle theming through certain cruises. And, I mean, you know, obviously making sure the kids are happy is a pretty big part of that kind of holiday. So
I suppose maybe they're trying to get more families to cruise.
Well, I think there's a lot of other cool things, but they've just they've nailed the Wiggles. It's like, yeah, we've got this one. So if that is your thing, that could be something that might just encourage you to get out on the Royal Caribbean cruises. And there seems to be bad blood between Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen. Have you?
Yeah, she's been hinting that she's going to release the person.
And now she's like, nah, I'm saying it's him because apparently he's been trying to suppress it.
It was meant to come out in her book, but she's like, nah, boom.
All of it is related to her book, which is Rebel Rising, which is on its way.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't know whether her, obviously, we just assume the whole Aussies in Hollywood know each other.
You would.
You'd assume.
They all hang
out. They're all besties. I would assume her and Isla Fisher were.
You would think so.
Friendly, but
maybe not.
I would assume not after this. I don't know.
This is back to the Brothers Grimsby. I don't know how far back that is, but.
Probably 10 years ago.
It was the early days for her. So, I mean, there could have been an awkward 10 years if they were running into each other at those. What are those Australia things that they do?
They do like awards things, don't they?
They do. They get all the Australians together in one place
in
Hollywood.
You're the best Australian in Hollywood.
Yeah, woo, congratulations. And also, you know, here's a pair of thongs in a gift bag.
Yeah.
I assume they get gift bags everywhere they go. all the things. Yeah, so look, it'll be interesting to watch. I mean, he's come out and said, look, these terrible things are, you know, demonstrably false. And
Of course he said that.
But yeah, there's definitely some bad blood coming out.
Interesting.
Or just excellent publicity for a book. I'm not sure. Maybe.
See, I mean, it's a lot to throw one person under the bus just to promote your book, isn't it? Unless he's in on it.
Exactly.
And she's like, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Are you cool with this?
Oh, yeah, right.
And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe they are actually best friends. Are like, yeah, all right, come on. It's been it's been a bit quiet for both of us.
For both of us.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and then it would just be a big skit.
Yes.
We've got a movie coming out together.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We'd like that. And then everyone could be happy again.
Happy
and going
ending.
Back to thinking every Aussie loves himself and each other in Hollywood.
Loves themselves.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. I mean, we all assume
Maybe.
Every Aussie loves themselves, but anyway.
Nikki and DeMellos.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Well, here we are, riddle time, and having a go today is Jonty from Greenfields, who had a go yesterday, didn't bring it together yesterday, Jonty, but today you're feeling
Round
more confident.
Two.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
Someone keen, obviously, to get the plus building blocks, the kit that goes off on Thursday, thanks to Sick Hobbies and Rockingham.
All right, you can do it. I believe in you. Today's got good
vibes.
Here
we go. It's all good. Come on.
If you throw me out of a window, you'll leave a grieving wife. If you leave me in the middle of the door, you might just save a life. What am I, Jonty?
Is it the letter N?
The letter N.
Letter N. Throw me out of a window, you'll leave a grieving wife. Take N out of the word window, leaves
widow.
Oh. That's a grieving wife.
Yeah.
Leave me in the middle of the door. Put N in the middle of door. Donor.
Oh,
that saves a life, doesn't it?
Yay!
Letter N. Congratulations. You did it round two, and here you are in the draw for the Sick Hobbies prize on Thursday.
Whew, you can breathe. You can relax now.
Woo-hoo.
Well done.
Thanks.
You're welcome, mate. Goes off on Thursday. There you go. Today's segment sponsored by
the letter N.
The letter N.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Local basketball gets underway Thursday evening, which is a couple of nights away, as Mandurah Magic take on Coburn Cougars at their home court in Hamilton Hill, while Rockingham Flames gear up for a home game against Southwest Slammers. So you've got choices, people.
Yeah.
Details in the What's On section of coastlive.com.au. It's March 26th. And it's Purple Day for Epilepsy today.
Oh, nice.
All around the world today. So we're purple to support the 65 million people worldwide who have epilepsy, which is around 1 in 100.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
It's eggy, it's nutty, it's sweet. It's over to you, Nikki.
Goodness me. A nutty egg. I don't know, Ferrero Rocher.
It's National Nougat Day. It's not the egg you're thinking of. It's egg whites all through the nougat. So, yes, old school and underrated, I think. Get
all
some
right.
nougat in you today.
Yeah.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's go. Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Sale is on now. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore at Mandurah Home City and unfurling the entertainment flag once again. Nikki.
Thank you. Rebel Wilson is spilling the tea.
Ooh, yes.
At the moment. She has named the celebrity she's been calling an a-hole for her upcoming memoir, Rebel Rising. She's been claiming a Hollywood star has been threatening her over the book, revealing she's dedicated an entire chapter of her book to the experience, posting, I will not be bullied or silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. The a-hole that I'm talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ooh.
Boom.
Done.
Yeah. Cohen has responded to the allegation, his rep saying in a statement, while we appreciate the importance of speaking out, these demonstrably false claims are directly contradicted by extensive detailed evidence, going on to claim there are documents, film footage and eyewitness accounts from those present before, during, and after the production of The Brothers Grimsby. That was a movie, I think, maybe like 10 years ago that they both starred in together and he produced. But yeah, Rebel Rising, the book arrives April 2nd. Pre-orders are available now.
She also talks about her lawyer side and how she's documented things too. And oh my goodness, it is interesting.
Very. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden have welcomed their second child into the world.
Congrats.
The couple announced the arrival of their second child, a son, in a joint post on Instagram. They wrote, "We are blessed and excited to announce the birth of our son, Cardinal Madden.
Goodness.
He is awesome and we are all so happy he is here. For the kids' safety and privacy, we won't be posting any pictures, but he's really cute. We are feeling so blessed and grateful, sending much love from our fam to yours." Cameron and Benji share a daughter, Radix, who is 4 years old as well. So Radix and Cardinal.
Cardinal sounds like he's ready for a career in the priesthood, doesn't he?
I was going to say, very religious.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's what they're going for.
He's
but anyway.
A pious child, and that's that.
A new Alien flick is on the way, taking us back to the roots of the franchise in Alien Romulus. The sci-fi horror thriller takes the successful Alien franchise back to where it all began. While scavenging the deep ends of a derelict space station, a group of young space colonizers come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe.
Run.
Suitably scary.
Sounds terrifying. Alien Romulus is out in cinemas from August 15.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.